By mid-November, divers had reached or nearly reached guideline harvest levels in all 17 different areas of the region that were open for fishing. The largest hauls this year came out of Mora Sound and Dahl Island near Prince of Wales Island, along with Ernest Sound closer to Wrangell and in Peril Strait near Sitka. Phil Doherty is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association, a Ketchikan-based industry group.
I didn't hear any problems out on the grounds. Our quota was just a little over 1 million pounds, which is down quite a bit from some of the levels we've seen in the past few years. So the season lasted approximately 6 or 7 weeks, which is a fast season.
With larger guideline harvest levels in the past, the season has typically remained open past Thanksgiving and into December. Doherty expects the price to wind up somewhere around $4 to $4.50 a pound this year. That's in line with the price from the last few years and would put the value of the fishery around $4 million at the docks. To compare, last year's harvest hit 1.5 million pounds, and at nearly $4 a pound, it was worth over $6 million at the docks. Number of divers participating has stayed just below 200 for the past decade, and divers have earned an average around $30,000 in the past 2 years. Meanwhile, another dive fishery that also opened this fall won't be over quite as quickly. Around half the 750,000-pound guideline harvest level for gooey duck clams has been harvested, but Doherty says divers will be slowing down their harvest in the colder months. Divers have decided to cut the length of Thursday openings from 6 hours to 3 hours.
So we're really slowed down the harvest of gooey ducks, trying to meet the demands of the market. It's a live market animal, and if we put too many gooey ducks on the market at one time, along with what Washington State and British Columbia are doing, then the price goes down. So we've slowed down our harvest. The season's going to last for a while.
Divers did not fish on Thanksgiving Thursday, but plan to go back to work in December.
Normally, after the Thanksgiving break, we start to lose a little bit of effort in the gooey duck fishery, as some of the divers who fished sea cucumbers don't come back after the break. So we may ramp up the amount of hours that we're fishing here as we get closer to the Christmas break.
The price for gooey duck clams has ranged between $4 to $6 a pound in the early season. Last year, the fleet landed over 500,000 pounds of the clams, averaging nearly $8 a pound. That made last year's fishery worth over $4 million at the docks. And for the past few years, just under 70 divers have made gooey duck clam landings. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.